Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. It continues now. This is the broadcast for December the 18th in the year of our Lord, 2019, hour 2 of 2. And the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property. Giuliani forced out. What's her name? Maria? Yeah.
Yovanovitch.
All right. Anyway, I guess he forced her out because she was corrupt, huh, Kurt?
That's what the story says.
And I appreciate that if it's true. But you know what? Is Maria really corrupt compared to the corruption we got going on in the swamp? I mean, you literally got the FBI withholding exculpatory evidence in court cases, getting caught lying and perjuring themselves, and then, hey, it doesn't rise to the level of, you know, a big problem. It's just like, oh, man, you know, they had every right to kind of, well, look into this. But when they kind of went off the rails and lied and, you know, stole and cheated and withheld evidence, and I mean, it's done really no harm, no foul. When the IRS went after conservative, no harm, no foul, by golly. Lois Lerner's fine. Hillary, fraudulent servers, uranium to the Russians, hanging out with the Iranians, and no problem, you know. Okay, I mean, it's just amazing. So, Giuliani, I appreciate you routing out corruption, buddy, but I think you're, I don't know, maybe hanging out on the fringes? Well, I guess Giuliani would say it's all about the low-hanging fruit, huh, Kurt? Is that what it's about? The low-hanging fruit?
I'm not sure.
So while Giuliani's getting to the bottom of everything and just shutting down corruption left and right, I guess there's a bunch of, let me understand this, it's like Trump supporting women, TSWs, going on.
Okay.
Right?
And yeah, and by the way, Trump, it looks like women? Rudy's 75 and the president's really? 73, so they're just like hanging out, you know, the same age, close.
Yes, they are. They're probably buddy. So geriatric, but forgot the swamp's still there.
Anyway, this Trump supporting women event was going on in at the Willard Hotel. And
here's what happened: these Trump supporting women just decided to kind of get together and roll in and have an event themselves.
Yeah.
When they rolled in, though, they ended up at the wrong location, Kurt, by mistake.
Well, some of the people, you know, in other words, it's like, you know how hotels do it. They'll put, you know, different people in different rooms. And so they had this, it was less than Trump-supporting women room.
Well, there was a wedding going on in one place, and then there was the Trump-supporting women event going on in the other place. And people got mixed up and went to the wrong place. And right. It wasn't very pleasant for the mistake.
Good point. They said they were less than welcome. They called them different things like MAGA trash and Nazis. That's not really nice.
And then a bunch of other words that we don't want to talk about.
Right.
Just think of those hats and you'll get it.
Yeah. Anyway, the bottom line is... I guess no one was killed or anything, but part of the story says it's absolutely deplorable to be attacked by self-appointed D.C. elites at a private event, one of D.C.'s most prestigious hotels. That's the problem there in D.C., Sam. This is across the street from the White House for no other reason.
And where do these Trump-supporting women get the money to go to one of the most prestigious hotels in D.C. in the first place, Gary?
Well, maybe they just live there. And
then those guys are like, hey, we need to raise some money. We're on a thin dime here. We're way behind the opposition. And
they say, sadly, the attacks on the Trump supporters are commonplace in public. But to have this experience at a private event paid for by their organization is simply beyond the pale and exposes the links the left will go to silence and marginalize those who support this president.
I don't even understand how that all is. You know, why don't you just say, hey, this is a wedding. Thank you. Sorry. And, you know, let them go find their right location. This happened not by accident, is what I'm getting at, Kurt. Now, I get that there might have been an accident where they really didn't know where to go and they ended up in the wrong place. I get all that. But what happened after that, I don't believe it's an accident. I believe it's an intentional, violent targeting, a hostile treating of others, which, you know, and I reject on both sides, Kurt. I don't care if it was a bunch of Bernie Sanders supporters ended up at a Trump-loving folks' wedding or whatever. I don't think that the treatment should be dealt opposite either. You know, I don't know what a Trump-supporting woman is versus a not-Trump-supporting woman, and if there's really a difference there. I mean, it's opinion, it's perspective and all that kind of stuff, but hey, can't those people just be kind to one another and say, hey, you know what, you're at the wrong place? And, you know, that's what we would have done, wouldn't we, Kurt, or would we have lured them in?
Well,
and kind
I
of abuse
think so.
Them?
You know, it's, I mean, the Prince of Peace said be peaceful, you know, and be kind to others and all that stuff.
Imagine that. Well, while those guys are doing that, I'm eating chilies, and I've been encouraging Kurt to eat chilies for years.
Yes, you have. You've been on the chili bandwagon, and CNN occasionally, you know, you find a good biscuit in a garbage can, and these guys bring this story forward. Says eating chilies cuts risk of death from heart attack and stroke, according to a study. Jack Guy, he's the guy on this story.
CNN, well, imagine that.
Yeah. This thing was carried out in Italy. They say where chili's a common ingredient. They say the study compared the risk of death among 23,000 people, some of whom ate chili and some of whom didn't. Well, imagine that's how you do a study. Anyway, they say participants' health status and eating habits were monitored over 8 years. Researchers found that the risk of dying from a heart attack was 40% lower among those eating chili peppers at least 4 times per week. What we're going to have is a government forcing you to have chili peppers 4 times a week, huh, Sam? Anyway, they say death from stroke was more than halved.
I just encourage chili peppers.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Anyway, they say death from stroke was more than halved, according to results published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. Lead author of the study says an interesting fact is that protection from mortality risk was independent of the type of diet people followed. So, I mean, you could be eating junk food, and just as long as you throw in a chili pepper, you're all right.
That's what they want you to believe. But see, I don't believe that. I believe that the better diet you have, the better, and eating chilies is good for you. Now, I agree you can do too much of something, too, right?
You could be buried in chilies. The headline, and she goes on, she said, in other words, someone can follow the healthy Mediterranean diet. Someone else can eat less healthily. But for all of them, chili pepper has a protective effect. Woo. Good old chili peppers.
You're going to start eating more chilies, aren't you, Kurt?
Yes, I am.
Good. I knew you would.
They say one of them
says, because now you can pretend you don't know, but you'll always know the truth, Kurt.
This guy's the Licia, maybe it's a girl. Anyway, director of the Department of Epidemiology and Prevention at Neuromed and a professor of the University of Insubria in Vadis. She explained that the beneficial properties of chili had been passed down through Italian food culture. And now, as already observed in China and in the United States, we know that the various plants of the capsicum species, that's the ones with chili, although consumed in different ways throughout the world, can exert a protective action towards our health. I mean, imagine that, chili being good for you, Sam. Yeah,
there you have it. I believe in it. You know, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, by the way, interviews with 400 military leaders revealed that they lied to the American people about the war in Afghanistan. They did so for decades over 3 administrations, Kurt. You heard that, what, last week? Or earlier this week? Can't remember, but a few days ago, right?
Yeah, okay.
So 400 government leaders on the public dime, you know, lied to the American people for literally decades on this thing. Over 3 administrations. They got caught lying and had to admit the truth now. They lied about the war in Afghanistan. Well, now what government does, Kurt, is turn right around and I guess it's over a $738 billion defense policy bill setting up a, quote, space force and giving troops a raise. I guess it cleared the Senate, Kurt, and it's headed to the Donald's desk. Now, the Senate, they say, passed a bipartisan $738 billion defense policy bill, sending President Trump, one of the most expensive what do you want to call it, bills or payouts or military measures in history. And they say it's a critical priority, and Donald is poised to sign that deal. They say that it would also provide 12 weeks of pay and parental leave for civilian federal employees. It's a Democratic Party that was pushed by Jared Kushner and crew. So there you have it. Do you want to respond to this, Kurt? I thought Donald had a promise, Kurt, to us. Do you remember what that was?
No, not right now.
All right. He said he wasn't going to be a sucker and sign one of these omnibus spending bills again. Remember he signed it that one time and he says, I'll never do this again?
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that what we're talking about right now?
I don't know, Sam. It's kind of hard to know what omnibus spending bills are.
All
know?
Right. Well, to me, if
seems
it's
like that big bus is in Washington, D.C. all the
to
time.
To me, if it's $738 billion passed right at the border of Christmas to where everybody's kind of like, we got to get this thing done and go home. Donald, it's on your desk. Are you going to shut down the government or are you going to play ball, buddy? You know, setting up a new space force and then also giving troops a pay raise and then giving this 12 weeks of special. I mean, everything in the kitchen sinks in this thing, Kurt. Usually they say everything but the kitchen sink. I'm saying everything and the kitchen sinks in this sucker. And that's only part of the discussion. When we get back, I'll tell you about the other omnibus spending bill they're pushing to the Donald right now that he's probably going to sign too. Wow, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities, and it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so now you got another bill. This one's the House of Representatives passed a $1.4 trillion spending package on Tuesday to prevent a government shutdown just before the government runs out of money, Kurt. They say just days before the government runs out of money, this is a big spending bill. It goes to the Senate right now. The government closes down on Friday, so then, you know, the Senate has today, tomorrow, maybe, and Donald has Friday or tomorrow and Friday, you know, depending on to get this whole thing passed and slam dunked, or the government's going to be shut down, Kurt. And that one's $1.4 trillion. So you got, you know, a bunch of bills in it. It's kind of like an omnibus spending bill, but in one, they split it in half so that, well, I don't know about half, but one had 8 bills in it, the other one had 4 bills in it, and these big 2 spending things. They broke it in half because then Donald wouldn't have this omnibus spending bill to pass, Kurt. But they're just playing games. And Donald's going to be forced to sign or Donald shuts down the government, Kurt. What do you think Donald's going to do?
We're going to sign it.
I thought Donald promised he wouldn't do that again, Kurt.
Well, like you say, since it's two separate things, then it's probably not the omnibus. It's the little omnibus, little bus, you know. I mean, you know. But right now he's got plenty to keep him busy, and I think, you know, he's not wanting to take that little fight on. But
well, I prefer that he keep his promise to the American people.
I agree.
Any other comment on this? I don't even know what to say. They're going to basically say, Kurt, that they're going to make a national, you're going to be 21 to buy cigarettes plan. You cool with that?
Well, seems like it's hard to find that in the Constitution, you know. Not that, you know, I'm for people smoking. I just think that government's supposed to, they got some things they're supposed to do. It's right there in the Constitution. If they just follow those, that'd keep them busy, I think, you know. But they don't seem to get around to that stuff, you know.
So let me get this right. You can go to war, but you can't smoke a cigarette, Kurt? No, don't get me wrong. I'm not for smoking cigarettes, Kurt. I think it's bad, and I think it's horrible, and I hope you quit because I know it's bad for you and all that kind of stuff. I get it. But I don't accept this idea that, you know, you can go to war, but you can't buy a cigarette, Kurt. Federally mandated. The other problem I have with this is even if you think, hey, cigarettes are really bad, what precedent does this set to take almost everything to the federal level? If this goes to the federal level, Kurt, what else would go to the federal level? Or what would belong at the local level? Right? We're changing the affairs of this nation right under our noses, folks. All right, a little more criticism of the Donald. Headline says this, Donald Trump hammers Nancy Pelosi. He says, quote, you are declaring open war on American democracy. Kurt, do we have a democracy, Kurt?
I pledge allegiance to the Republic.
I don't understand this. What is the president talking about? Does he really think we have a democracy, Kurt? Does the president of the United States really think we have a democracy? Because if he does, Kurt, I'm concerned about him serving another term. I mean, if he's going to pass a $1.4 trillion spending bill, and I don't know if that includes the $738 billion or if that's another piece, too. But either way, I mean, this is just omnibus in nature. Donald promised he wouldn't do it, and now Donald's hammering Pelosi over democracy? And I don't really get it, Kurt. Any comments?
I don't know what to add, Sam.
All right. Chick-fil-A is a new favorite charity. It's Covenant House, and Covenant House backs, I guess, this drag queen story hour, Kurt. You saw that, right? Now Chick-fil-A ignores a letter from the American Family Association. Did you see that, Kurt? So I guess the American Family Association sent a letter to Chick-fil-A saying, hey, can you please clarify some of these things for us? And this kind of goes along my efforts, Kurt, to defend Chick-fil-A, to be patient, to give them the benefit of the doubt, to try to find out, you know, what's going on here. There might be more that meets the eye. There might be, you know. We really tried to give the Boy Scouts the benefit of the doubt. And now we're trying to give Chick-fil-A the benefit of the doubt. But as far as I understand, Chick-fil-A is just ignoring the American Family Association letter, Kurt. Which I hate to say this, but that doesn't bode well for Chick-fil-A. Because when the American the American Family Association sends you a letter, you know, they're known for the big boycotts and everything else. It represents millions, Kurt. And WorldNet Daily just wrote an article that said it just switched sides. Chick-fil-A has betrayed the Christian community, charges a new report. Did you see this in WorldNet Daily? If you can find that on WorldNet Daily, we can cover this. But a new report's claiming that Chick-fil-A has betrayed Christians. And, you know, this doesn't bode well for Chick-fil-A, Kurt. A new report saying Chick-fil-A has betrayed the Christian community. I'm just not, I don't know what to think about all this exactly. You know what? I don't want to attack Chick-fil-A. I appreciate the good that they've done to date. But I also look at this thing and I say, you know, I certainly may not do anything to make life harder for Chick-fil-A, but they certainly won't be in my intentional go-to to support the cause. You know, hey, if I got to eat, I'd like to support those who believe in what I believe in and back the principles that I back in and those kind of things. I'm still glad they're closed on Sunday. I mean, there's still some good there. You know, I'm not, I don't want to, you know, down them, but I'm concerned. When you have Matt Staver doing a report saying, hey, you know what, Chick-fil-A is selling us out. When you find out they're backing the Southern Poverty Law Center, it goes on and on. Now you get the American Family Association reporting, hey, we're trying to contact Chick-fil-A and see if we can't talk some sense into them or have a sit down, and they're ignoring us. Chick-fil-A ignores letter from the American Family Association. That's according to AFA. Okay, and when you find out that, hey, they're backing Covenant House, and Covenant House backs Drag Queen Story Hour, you know, we're beyond just the, you know, maybe they want to, you know, not get caught in the crossfire, Kurt. They're actually openly backing the Southern Poverty Law Center and Drag Queen Story Hour. That's a whole different ballgame than just saying, hey, Chick-fil-A's not as staunch in their Christian stance as they once were. The two are a big difference. All right, anything from that article, Kurt, to bring up?
Well, I will say this on the SPLC connection part. When we looked and dug deeper, it was some low-level person, and it was quite a while back, and they suggested they put some money there. You know, I doubt that Dan Cathy, you know, the head guy there at Chick-fil-A would have done that. But, you know, when, the bigger your thing gets, the harder it is to really run it exactly like you might, you know, hope to run everything, I think. And, you know, I just, I wish that things were better for Chick-fil-A.
I pray for Chick-fil-A. Like I say, my goal is not just to attack them. I'm sorry. What do you think about this? It just switched sides. Chick-fil-A has betrayed the Christian community, charges new report, WND. I think that's a pretty telling detail. Now people are starting to literally dig into it and do the reporting and stuff, which in my opinion is quite telling there, Kurt. I mean, it's one thing just to start saying, oh, man, we see this happen. But it's another thing when you start to dig in and really do some investigative reporting and get a report on what's really been going on. And sadly, we're finding out Chick-fil-A has been taking credit for being Christian for quite a while, but doing the opposite behind the scenes, it sounds like to me. Now, I agree with you that I don't think Dan would be doing this stuff. I don't know if Dan's been sidelined. Remember, it wasn't Dan that started this company. It was his father in the first place, right, Kurt?
I couldn't really tell you the whole thing.
I think it was Dan's father that started the company, who was very Christian. And I think Dan's following in his father's footsteps the best he can. But as Kurt wisely points out, when these companies get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, it's hard to even know what they're doing. It's harder to, I mean, you know, Walt would be turning over in his grave, Walt Disney, about the Disney company too, Kurt. And I think sometimes we need to be really careful when these corporations, when these companies just get too big and too flush with cash and too many people making decisions, and then you, oh, man, we got a big company. We can't hire, like, grandma to run this part. We got to run, you know, hire a, quote, professional executive to do this or to do that. And then you start doing that, and pretty soon they don't have the same culture as the way it started or the way even the intenders might continue to intend. And then what do you do? You know, if all of a sudden they fire this person that backed story, you know, Drag Queen Story Hour or funding the Southern Poverty Law Center, then they'll have a lawsuit on their hands. And then what? And, you know, I mean, it's very, very tough in this environment. The culture war's brutal. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. Your are listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The House has begun debating two articles of impeachment against President Trump, one alleging abuse of power, the other for obstruction of Congress. Democrats accuse Trump of pressuring Ukraine to publicly announce an investigation of Trump's Democratic presidential rival Joe Biden while withholding military aid to Ukraine, something Trump denies. And so do Republicans. Minority Leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, says moments ago,
"The legacy of the 116th Congress will be defined by their hatred for President Trump and their deep-rooted desire to oust him from office." What we found with the Speaker just a week ago, she finally admitted she'd been trying to impeach him for nearly 3 years.
As the House votes on impeachment later today, the President and VP Pence will be in Battle Creek, Michigan at a campaign rally. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
The U.S. has failed to reach a deal with South Korea on the cost of keeping U.S. troops in that country. The existing deal between the two nations expires December 31st, and the negotiations, which ended today in Seoul, were the last talks scheduled this year. South Korean lawmakers say Washington wants up to $5 billion a year for the U.S. to keep 28,000 troops in that country. In Ohio, officials at an Athens County food pantry say they've received over $200,000 in donations thanks to LSU quarterback Joe Burrow's remarks about poverty in that county. Athens Food Bank President Karen Bright thanking Burrow, saying the generosity was absolutely unexpected.
"We had no idea that anything like this would happen. It's much more than we would typically get in a year."
She was speaking on NBC News. Burrow grew up in Athens and spent the first 3 years of his college career as a backup QB at Ohio State. This is USA Radio News.
Live and on your radio, breaking it down like nobody's business. That's who we are. So Chick-fil-A betraying Christians, switching sides, says the report. We saw it on WorldNet Daily, WND.com. But now Hallmark is in a meltdown, too. I told you the culture war's brutal. The Boy Scouts melted down. Target melted down. Now Chick-fil-A seems to be, sadly, melting down. Hallmark melting down. Too, Kurt. As far as I understand, they had a wedding organization create these ads that went on Hallmark. Same-sex couples or marriage, whatever, you know, kissing on camera and stuff like that. Then some conservatives complained. Hallmark yanked it and said, "Hey, we don't want to be part of that controversy." But then the gay lesbians, you know, put down the hammer. Now Hallmark, quote, reinstates ads with same-sex couples. Companies, quote, really sorry. Truly sorry for wrong decision, Kurt. Do you want to respond?
Which one's the wrong decision, Sam?
Well, the wrong decision was taking off the ads. They put them back. The ads are reinstated, oh. Kurt. Hallmark reinstates ads with same-sex couples. Company is truly sorry for the wrong decision, Kurt. So see, they reinstated the ads. The wrong decision was to yank the ads, see, they claim. Now, Kurt, is there a company that can withstand it on a large scale that can withstand and not cave? So far,
well,
you know, I see every company eventually capitulating.
It sure seems like you say it's a brutal culture war.
So I got a question. Do you capitulate or go extinct, Kurt? Because the companies that don't capitulate will eventually be driven flat out of business and shut down. What do you do?
Seems like, you know, I guess you got to even start your own little country maybe where you got some freedom.
Where are you going to start a country, Kurt?
That's a good question.
You can't do that now either. You can't even start a city, buddy. I challenge you to start a city or a town or whatever you want, a hamlet, a village. What do you want to call it, Kurt? You start one. I think that's even difficult enough. You just ask the homeless.
Well, at least we know they stopped one, you know, in that one place, you know.
Yeah, good point. Too much taxation going on over there. But, you know, what do you say? Do you shut down now? Should I just quit watching Hallmark, Kurt? Because how long will it be until Hallmark starts having, you know, chick flicks with same-sex people in them? Is that around the corner, or will they draw the line?
You know, that's one thing
there?
I like about, you know, and I'm not telling you that everything on YouTube is good, but at least you can choose, you know, like the Dick Van Dyke Show, or you can choose the, you know.
You can choose that on Hallmark. There's a lot of good stuff there, too, for now.
Yeah, well, then
but how long till that bigoted stuff will be taken down?
It's a great
point. I mean, Dick Van Dyke's a bigot, Kurt. Who was this person? No, really, talk to me about it. Who was this person?
You've never heard of Dick Van Dyke?
Nah, tell me who this person is, Kurt.
Well, there was a show called the Dick Van Dyke Show. Yeah. And I thought it's pretty funny.
I know all about it. I'm about to trap you here. Just hang on. Right?
Yeah.
Who is this guy, Kurt? Who is Dick Van Dyke? Let's talk about the personal life, maybe, the actor, and then let's talk about who Dick Van Dyke was movie-wise, right? Just tell me who the person was, Kurt.
Well, his name was Richard Wayne Van Dyke.
Yeah.
He's 94 years old.
Yeah.
I guess he's still kicking, huh?
Pretty cool, huh?
He got married twice.
Okay, he's marrying women is his first problem.
Yeah, good point.
Right? It's what else about
one,
this guy?
Two, three.
He's got children.
Four,
I mean, this guy's
four
a problem.
Children.
This guy's a bigot. He's a hater. I bet he's
West
white,
West Plains,
Hunter.
Missouri. Yeah.
Is he white?
Right. At least when I've seen him, that's what he looks like.
Okay, yeah. What is the show about? What you know, let's talk about this. What does he do in the show? Is he a plumber, Kurt?
No.
No, what does he do, Kurt?
It seemed like he was in the media, Sam.
Yeah, what does he do in the media?
Television sitcom.
Yeah.
Then he was in Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
I guess they say he was in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, yeah. Bye Birdie, and a number of different
things.
So
that's what he did personally in his own life. What about in the Dick Van Dyke Show, Kurt? What character did he play? Who was Dick Van Dyke?
Ooh, well, he was...
Like, I'll give you an example, Kurt, just to help you, because I don't think you're understanding very well. If I were to talk about the Brady Bunch and Mike Brady...
I don't want to walk into the trap.
No, but I'm highlighting the problem here, right? Dick Van Dyke was fantastic. The old shows that you're talking about are incredible. But they're jettisoning this culture. It's a culture battle. They're jettisoning all those things. So if I were to talk about the Brady Bunch, and I were to tell you who Mike Brady is, I'd say he's the father of six children. He was in a TV show back in the 70s. He had a wife, and the husband and wife actually, I guess, got together and had children from previous situations. But they came together and made a phenomenal family. And for the most part, it's a very family-friendly show that upheld traditional values. And it was a tremendous show, right? So that's how I would describe the Brady Bunch. And see, I would say the Brady Bunch would be on the same chopping block, or whatever you want to say, as Dick Van Dyke, right, Kurt?
Okay.
I mean, is that right? That's what, you know, who is Chick Van Dyke, Kurt?
Dick Van Dyke.
In the movie, who's Dick Van Dyke? I mean, yeah. What
well,
does he do?
It was a comedy program that they did, you know, and it says,
So let me help you. It was clean comedy, first off, Kurt.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't just say it's comedy because people are thinking the F-bombs are everywhere and all that kind of stuff. And same-sex perversions are rolling out and all this kind of stuff. If that was the case, he'd be on his way to stardom.
Good point.
In our modern culture. Now, I'm not embracing this. Don't misunderstand me. And I'm not trying to trap you, Kurt, as much as I'm trying to highlight the point. See, I think that that Dick Van Dyke stuff is phenomenal, but I also think that it's going away because they're going to ensure it goes away. Okay. And Chick-fil-A's melting down. Hallmark's melting down. If Hallmark reinstates commercials with same-sex couples in it, how long will it be until they've got chick flicks about same-sex couples? I don't know if you'll call them chick flicks then. I don't know if you'll call them tranny flicks or what you'll call them, but I'm just saying the traditional, you know, guy meets girl, they fall in love, they live together and welcome children into their marriage. That stuff's out. Now, I agree with Kurt that at least on YouTube, you can get that stuff. But I bring this all up, though, because Lori Loughlin, you know her, Kurt, right? You know what she's claiming now?
She's the lady from When Calls the Heart, right?
Yes, that's one of the things she does. She's done other things. She's an actress, well-known. Yeah, she's married to a man, Kurt, and she has children. I mean, you know.
That's a problem.
And she's on One Calls the Heart. She's known as Dorothy. And she's a very, in my opinion, credible, kind figure. I mean, she plays a great role in that. Anyway, she, I guess, you know, put her kids in government colleges, prestigious, and paid to play and got caught, and they say there's a big scandal. But you know what Lori's claiming now, Kurt? One, she's saying she's innocent. And everybody's laughing at her going, oh, my gosh, everybody else is going to, you know, copping a plea deal and stuff. And Lori's like, I'm not. Well, now here's Lori's latest claim, Kurt. She claims that prosecutors are concealing evidence, Kurt. Oh, have we seen that before, my friend?
That's never happened.
It just happened to our buddy, Ammon Bundy.
Yeah.
And it's happening to our friend Donald J. Trump right now, Kurt. Isn't it? I mean, tell me where I'm wrong. Isn't that happening? So when Lori Loughlin says, hey, man, they're withholding evidence, they're withholding exculpatory evidence on this thing. Lawyers say couple did not know payments would be used to bribe college officials. Now, do you believe that, Kurt?
That they didn't know it was going to be used to bribe them?
Yeah.
They probably just told them, hey, this is what you need to do to get in.
That's right. I believe them, Kurt. I believe Lori. Now you'd say, Sam, you're just so naive, buddy. No, I don't know that everybody knows what's going on completely. And I don't know that people really put, even if they did know, hey, it's greasing the wheels a little bit, that doesn't mean that it goes to the level of a bribe, Kurt. There's a big difference there. And so, you know, for example, what happens when you take government FAFSA money, Kurt, and then you go to school? Have you been bribed to go to school? When you get a government Pell Grant to go to school, and the taxpayers give you money and you go to school, are you bribed to go to the school of your choice that you choose or that you are allowed into or whatever? What if you take that money and then you just pay a little bit of an extra money to, well, make sure that they, you know, look the other way on a couple of other items? It might be unethical. I don't deny, you know, they might have known something, Kurt. But it's a far cry from that versus a flat-out bribe. It's kind of like the bar of fraud. You might say some mistakes were made or some bad intent happened, but to raise the level to the bar of raise the bar to the level of a fraud is another big quantum leap, Kurt. Yeah. And so I'm saying now Lori's going down. Lori's just saying, hey, man, the prosecutors are concealing evidence, and we didn't really realize this was a bribe. Mm-hmm. I think she's right, Kurt. Now, do I think that she's completely ethical? Probably not. I'm not saying she was completely ignorant. But there's a big difference there. But I believe the government is withholding. The prosecutors are withholding evidence in this case. Because where does this go if we get the real scandal? It might shut down every government college in the country, Kurt. Would they ever let that happen? Or will they just let the low-level folks bite the dust and the rest will be protected?
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
By the way, just an FYI for you, Van Dyke started out in radio, went to TV in 61 to 66 and led the comedy show, and it was clean comedy, Kurt. People liked it. 71 to 74, Van Dyke participated in another sitcom called the New Dick Van Dyke Show, in which he portrayed a local television talk show host. So you're right, he was in the media, but he portrayed all these different things. The first time he was a writer back in the day. He received Golden Globe nominations. I mean, the guy's just decorated big time, Kurt. But he stood for clean comedy. And he was also involved, believe it or not, in the Scooby-Doo movies and all kinds of other stuff. I guess Van Dyke overcame a drinking problem. And I'm proud of him for overcoming that, by the way. Anyway, he was on Columbo, too, Kurt, as a murderous photographer. And anyway, the guy's done a lot of stuff, but I bring it all up is because it was clean back then. You could have comedy that wasn't over the top crazy. We came from, you couldn't say pregnant on TV, to the Dick Van Dyke era, all the way to today. And anything that is going to be embraced that would be, standing for clean culture, good moral family culture, is under attack, including Lori Loughlin, Kurt. I believe they wanted to take down that whole show and shut down One Calls the Heart? Okay, they were doing phenomenal with that movie, Kurt. There was a tremendous following. People watched it. The seasons were happening. It was one of the hottest things for conservatives and Christians and those who wanted moral modern stuff to watch. And now that whole thing got, shanghaied and just under scandal. And Lori Loughlin now is saying, hey, man, the prosecutors are withholding evidence here. And sadly, from Ammon Bundy all the way up to the President of the United States, the FBI has been withholding evidence. So it wouldn't surprise me if that's true. And then lawyers say a couple didn't even know that it would be, to the level of a bribe. So that's, wow. Our prayers are with Lori and crew. I'm not saying she's perfect or innocent. Dick Van Dyke, I'm not telling you he was perfect or either. But there was a different day, Kurt. When, John Wayne or Dick Van Dyke or, the Brady Bunch or any of these examples, it's pretty moral good stuff. Even if the people involved weren't perfect. None of us are perfect, Kurt, but I'm really proud of Dick Van Dyke for overcoming an alcohol problem. He conquered it, Kurt, from what I understand. That's phenomenal news. So I think Dick Van Dyke was great, but I'm telling you, everything that Dick Van Dyke stands for is being, in my opinion, destroyed. All right, did you hear about this New Jersey Democrat, Kurt? Jeff Van Drew? They say he's going to join the Republican Party. He says the impeachment's a sham. It's not what I was told it was supposed to be. We were supposed to have evidence and information, and we're not doing any of that. I just can't stand with the Democrats anymore. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I just wish he'd go farther and say, hey, we ought to just eliminate all this whole party thing in the first place.
I heard that. But Donald's delighted to embrace Jeff Van Drew and get another Repub on the ticket there.
Yeah,
All right, there's a Democratic candidate, Kurt, in Texas. I don't know if you know about this guy, but I'm telling you, the guy's off the charts, and I want to speak out against him, Kurt. Mm-hmm. His name is Justin, I think you say Lesia.
Okay.
L-E-C-E-A or Lesia. Is that how you say it? Lesia. Anyway, right. He said he hopes former President Barack Obama gets cancer. He said that in a series of tweets. Now, Kurt, I'm probably as opposed to Barack Obama as anybody you know. Mm. Okay? And that's politically, meaning we think differently on topics. We completely disagree on the nature of government. We completely disagree with our philosophies and our views. We're of different races, some say, even though he's half my race. I don't know that we agree on hardly anything, Kurt, me and Mr. Obama.
Right.
Okay, however, this guy's supposedly of the same party as Barack, right? And this guy literally, this candidate says he literally hopes former President Barack Obama gets cancer. He said this in a series of tweets, and he's defending that stance. Kurt, I don't wish Obama or any of even my political enemies, I don't wish anybody gets cancer, Kurt. I don't want that to happen to President Barack Obama or former president or, whether his name's not the same, whether he doesn't have a birth certificate. I don't know all those things. All I know is I don't hope that happens to Barack. Why would I hope a thing like that? Even if I completely disagree with him on everything, I hope his life goes well and he's healthy and happy. And I hope he makes wise decisions that'll bring him closer to God, family, and country. And I hope good things for him, but I don't hope any ill to him or Hillary or Bill. I believe Bill's, really guilty of heinous crime. That's just my personal opinion to which I'm entitled. But I don't wish that on Bill or Hillary or Bernie Sanders or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, or on, Barack or anybody. I don't hope that is to Trump. I don't want that on anybody, Kurt. But this Justin Lesia guy is over the top. I hope the Texans reject this guy, Kurt. That's what I mean by standing against him. I don't mean to attack him as a person. I hope he can come to his senses. But we cannot stand for this. I mean, how dare you tweet out that you hope somebody else gets cancer? That's horrible, Kurt. Any comments?
Well, I got to agree, that is a bad thing.
All right. Anything else you want to say on that?
Well, I don't know what else to
add. It's about common decency for human life and for people, Kurt, and for the human race, Now, Barack's making an interesting statement. While folks are making statements about Barack, Barack's making interesting statements. Did you hear what Barack said recently, Kurt?
No.
All right, he made his comments at a private event in Singapore. That's according to the BBC, who's reporting on it, Kurt. Headline from Barack Obama: women are indisputably better leaders than men. You want to respond to this, Kurt?
Well, Barack, or the president, former president, is, doing the politically correct thing, isn't he? Yeah.
I don't really know. I don't know that he's allowed to talk about women and men. If you're going to be politically correct, I don't know that that designation exists.
Yeah, good point.
So, I mean, he's kind of old school politically correct, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't like, and the reason I bring this up, I'm not here to attack, Barack Obama. But I don't believe that women are indisputably better leaders than men. He basically went on and talked about, hey, if women controlled all the countries, we'd be doing way better on the world stage than we are now. See, I don't know that I agree with all that. I don't really want to pit men against women. I don't really want to say one's better than the other, like it's a comparison, or if one succeeds, the other fails, or any of those narratives. I want to come back and say God created men and women, or male and female, and we are created in his image, and they are designed to be complementary, not adversarial. So I don't know that it's a contest to say women are better leaders. I think say women's natural, God-given talents and nature, I don't know what you say, created might be the best word, is ordained for certain purposes, and men's nature and purpose and capabilities and talents and attributes are for another purpose, and the two together are meant to be complementary and create something greater than the individual parts. And so I would rather focus on that idea rather than pitting men against women or whatever. I want to acknowledge there are men, there are women, God created us, there are two sexes, it is a binary reality, but those two are meant to be complementary, and their natures are designed by God for complementary purposes, Kurt. And so I don't know that I like, even Barack's statement, women are indisputably better than men. I mean, that just sounds like we're just throwing a Molotov cocktail on modern day, you know, discussions. But I would like to say I believe there are male and female. At least he's got that correct. And I would like to say that I believe Barack, and maybe you can, you know, consider my words and make some more statements. I believe the two roles and the two God-given, whatever you want to say, attributes of each sex, they're complementary. Am I causing trouble here, Kurt? Am I just making it much worse? You know?
No.
All right, because I'm making my own private comments publicly on the radio. He made his private comments, you know, broadcast by the BBC, so I don't know how private they are. But, and I don't really like this idea that one's, you know, what if I were to say men are, you know, undisputably better at this and that? I mean, the women would just have a riot, Kurt. But I don't know that either have really value. I mean, what's the value of saying women are much better, undisputably better leaders than men? What value does that have? I'd like to say
I think some media coverage, Sam.
Yes, it does. I'd like to say a man and a woman together, they are undisputedly a team that God has ordained to provide really everything. The whole fundamental unit of society is what I would say, Kurt.
Imagine that, Sam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, they say thanks to President Trump, Kurt, drug prices are actually falling. That's the White House that put that piece of propaganda out. What do you think of this, Kurt?
Well, I would say this, that if the president points out this idea that says, hey, man, you can't even find out what the price of something when it comes to medication or whatever, you know, the prices aren't even there, you can't even compare that stuff, and then he, you know, points out that, you know, you got places like Canada or whatever, you can get you know, $10 insulin, and we got $300 insulin. You know, there's, at least I think, those put a little pressure on the whole pharmaceutical world to straighten things up a little bit. There's one commercial that's out lately that says, it's by the pharmaceutical kind of a trade group, and they basically come out and say, hey, man, did you know that 40% of, you know, the cost of pharmaceuticals is basically given back as, it doesn't say as a bribe or anything like that, or it doesn't even call it a kickback, but, you know, it's given back either to the government or to the insurance companies. And the guy making the call says, aren't you guys supposed to negotiate, you know, lower prices? And the lady says, you know, the company's lady says, yeah, well, we do that. And he says, well, then why am I paying full price? You know, and the point is, at least as far as I can see, there's still a lot of work to be done there, but there's some improvements, Sam.
Well, yeah, and Donald's, you know, trying to mandate transparency or mandate this or mandate that. And my response is, why don't we just have government get out of it?
Couldn't agree more.
You know, so I'm not saying it doesn't need work and it doesn't need resolution, because it does. But I guess I'm a little concerned about how we're going about it. The idea is that Donald can just force the people to be transparent and force the price to be this or that or whatever else. But government really sets the price of most of these drugs. And why does so much money go to government with regards to these drugs in the first place? And why? And so I don't think that we're focusing on the right issues, really, is the point. I think the issues that are critical are not even being talked about at all. For example, hey, why is the government picking winners and losers in the drug company wars anyway with the Fed and Food and Drug Administration? Then on top of that, why is the government, you know, paying for all these drugs and setting prices and setting guidelines and regulations? And what if I want to import some medication from Mexico at a cheaper cost? I can do that with every other product on the planet, supposedly. So anyway, I think we need to retool and ask some of these private sector doctors like Rand Paul and others, Ron Paul and many others, about how we ought to be transparent and go about this. I think they could provide much needed guidance to not only us, but the president as well. That would be my recommendation. All right, 2 hours in the can for Sam and Kurt. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. Never give up. Please get involved. Make it a great day and choose the right. Donate at LibertyRoundtable.com. That's LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.